Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I just want to welcome all of our Christian Television Network audience. Happy New Year to you. We just pray a blessing over you and your family for 2014. I just want you to know, that God loves you so much that He is raising up men and women, and possibly you, to be a part of the light shining in what's about to happen in 2014. And we're going to be sharing a lot of that, hopefully, in the first week or so of the year. And it's happening. Oh, my goodness. And joining me, of course, is the producer of VFN Television, VFN Radio, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
I do want to give a big shout out and hello out there. I'm sure you do, too, for all of our partners who partner with us on a monthly basis. I don't know if you know this or not, but people, you and people like you say, you know what? This is good. This is good seed. Not only are they broadcasting the truth on television and radio around the nation and around the world, but they're actually telling the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're willing to take the blows in love, but telling the truth. And I could stand for that. As a matter of fact, this is what God said. This God's word says this, that if you give a drink of water, if you give a drink of water to someone who speaks truth in the name of God, you get that person's reward. Mm. Imagine if you become a partner. You say, this is my pledge for 2014. Every single month, I am going to pledge a financial contribution to the light. I want to keep the conversation light for 2014. And you know, over one half of our reality being out there is because of you, because of partners. The other half is because of our sponsors, our businesses who stand with us. And it's so cool because in the whole journey since God called me out of the fires of Brownsville Revival, He called me into a realm of an interesting apostolic move because we've been seeing government, we've been seeing military, we've been seeing the businesses say, you know, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is God. And I can't go into many details, but I can say this. If you go to VFNTV.com right now and look and click on See Our Partners, you'll see those businesses that are standing with us. And you'll also see a chance where you can become a sponsor who stands with us too. Stands with us by putting your shingle out there saying, I stand. I don't only have a fish on my sign. I have a fish on my heart. And I stand for God and country in that order. And I stand for Israel. And I stand publicly, unashamed. You can do that by becoming a partner with us. I want to say thank you to our partners that are standing with us. Thank you to our sponsors who are standing with us. Visit these businesses. I mean, they're so cool. I just love what they're doing. Show the difference of those who stand up for God. Say, you know what? That's where I'm going to buy my cookies. That's where I'm going to get my coffee. That's where I'm going to get my car fixed. That's where I'm going to bowl. That's where I'm going to seek entertainment for my family. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to these places. And if you want to be a part of those who are saying, I want to go there, hey, become a sponsor. We want people to know that you stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. We don't want to stop talking. All of 2014, as long as they let us talk, as long as God says he lets us do it, we want to tell people about you. We are proud of you. We are thankful for you, and we are grateful for you. And we just speak a blessing over the businesses in 2014 of those who stood up and said, you know what? I want everybody to know at Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Spas and Pools that even though I ship around the world, I want everybody to know I stand up for God and the principles and on every single one of them. And we just thank you so much. Visit them. Make 2014 commitment, not only to stand as a partner individually, but if you have a business, sponsor us. Let us promote you as you promote God. Let us make your business famous as you make Jesus' name famous. And speaking of that, you know, I had a chance to see, you know, Bob Green. Bob Green is the head of and the, the genius. I wouldn't say that. I mean, he mm-hmm. wouldn't say that openly. No, but he was of the down in Pensacola area, Pensacola Bay Baptist Association, where a lot of Baptist churches stand together. They show what unity can happen when you stand together. And they have the Pensacola Bay Baptist Association that has, you know, psychological needs being met for residents of that city. They have medical needs being met. They have doctors and psychologists and food. And what was so cool, I saw the news, the Pensacola news I saw where Bob Green wanted to be a part. You have all these big celebrations for the New Year's and, mm-hmm. you know, balls coming down, pickles coming down.
Pickles?
Yeah, it was all a whole big thing about things that are coming down, you know, I guess whatever your thing is. Right. And, of course, down there in Pensacola area, they have a pelican.
Pelican, yeah.
Pelican right. that comes yeah. down. And he went out there and he said, you know what? I want to be a part of this. I want to be able to ask God to bless that city, bless the Pensacola, to make... I want to ask God to make his name famous in the city. Mm. And the leader of the Pelican drop down there said he opened his arms wide open. And wow. he was actually on the newscast saying, this is good. And so I didn't get to see the Pelican drop, but I was so proud
wow.
of our brother, you know, Bob Green. If you get a chance, you know, go to Pensacola Bay Baptist Association online and send them an email down there and let them know, thank you for wanting to stand up and bless a city. You know, to bless the city. This is what he said. We want God to make his, we want to make the name of Jesus famous here. Mm. And wow. we stand in agreement with
Amen.
You, Bob.
That's awesome. Right.
We want to make, his name is famous, but we want to make his name as famous here.
That's right.
And speaking of that, we have some words that have been given. We have so many things to talk to you about. It's going to take us at least a good 12 months to cover it. one is, and don't forget, we have four programs back to back. So if you miss one, and you're watching us on Christian Television Network, that you can go to VFNTV.com and you can catch the rest of those programs and you can download them on the app. And we have all these different ways that you can experience it. Plus, you can sign up for our newsletter that comes once a week called The Torch. If you missed it, if you missed anything, if you got 80% of it, but you missed, you know, 20% of it, realize every single week you're going to get it all. And so we just want to get it to you. You know what I'm saying? Just get it here. And so we have those different ways. So you can sign up for the VFN Torch. And we have a free gift available for you the moment you signed up for the newsletter, The Torch. And we just want to say thank you. And you have two. Actually, you can take all the gifts that are there. Or you can choose the gift for you. But we have a couple gifts available for you right this moment. But we just came out of the One Thing Conference.
Yes.
We love the One Thing Conference and what God is doing out of Kansas City. IHOP, Kansas City. Who would ever thunk it? You know, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And it's just pretty cool to
yeah.
see what God is doing. We're going to be talking about that. Some things were loosed. And I think one of the everybody that spoke had some powerful moments. And normally what happens when my experience and the experience of those that I've walked with, God will speak a word to you or maybe even a sentence to you. And for you to be able to deliver that, you may have to talk for an hour.
Right.
Because you have to soften the heart. You have to build biblical foundation to what's going on. You have to give a story of how it can relate not only to you, but to them. And then you merge that, and all of a sudden you just land it. Mm-hmm. And there were some landings that took place.
Oh, yes.
Some people build doctrines on the story. Some people build doctrine on the journey there. But there were some things that landed this year that was just so encouraging
yeah.
to me, because one was the plumb line. We'll be talking about the plumb line. And there is a plumb line. And God. And you can't just build anything. Everything that's built is built off a plumb line. I don't care if it's a skyscraper. I don't care if it's Empire State Building. I don't care if it's a state capitol. I don't care if it's your house. It starts with a plumb line. The reason why is because everything has to start from that point. Now, you know, your house may look different. Your business may look different. Your building may look different. Your capital may look different. But believe me, it started from a plumb line. So it's not saying a plumb line, that everything has to look the same. But if you don't start from the plumb line in God, it doesn't matter what you're building.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what you're building. If you're not building on the foundation and the cornerstone, that would be the plumb line. The cornerstone is Jesus Christ and the right perspective of the doctrine of God, then you're just building in vain. You're just building religion. If you haven't noticed lately, there's a lot of religion. And the biggest issue of the church today is to have to apologize for all the religious activities that happen in the name of Jesus. You know, sorry, I had no idea. They put a target on your back and threw stones at you. I had no idea in the name of Jesus that they enslaved you. I'm so sorry. I don't know where they got that from. You know, and it's like, well, they weren't walking with Jesus. They did that because that's not of God.
That's right.
And so so all these things are taking place. So we're going to be talking about that. The plumb line was laid, and it was laid by Francis Chan. Francis Chan is the author of the book Crazy Love. He's also the author of A Man Who Just Loves God.
Yeah.
Right. And for quite some time, I was just drawn to him, and I couldn't find him. because he took a move. He shifted because he was dissatisfied with what was happening. And it's like, this is not doing it. You know, it's more like he's going, well, you know, it's just like, it just wasn't, you know, you're not Christians. He does this stuff, you know? And so he took the shift. And when he took that shift, my spirit was just drawn to this man, but I didn't know where he was at the moment. So I went on a hunt trying to find him. And when I found him in the Multiply movement. And I found him in a man that was willing to do any. Matter of fact, I mean, I know that if we were spending personal time with Francis Chan, I mean, we would have some issues because we have a long ways to go.
Yeah.
We have a long ways to go. And this man can teach us so many things because he's teaching what God says. He's teaching what the truth.
Yeah.
And this is a man who spends time with God. And I encourage you, if you have not yet read Crazy Love, if you haven't hooked up to his ministry, you can go to VFNTV.com, go to the Torch, and you can find a lot of things. We have his segments. But he spoke about a couple things when he spoke on Saturday night at the One Thing Conference. And you can basically say, because he had never heard of IHOP Kansas City before he was invited. He had never met the founder of IHOP.
Mike Bickle,
and I feel the same as Mike Bickle, that, okay, the cool, this is IHOP, but that's not what I'm called to do. I'm called to have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So don't, you know, this lives or falls or make, if it turns awry, realize that's not me. You know, this is what God's doing. Right. That's how we feel the same way too. The thing is that am I maintaining working from a place of success, mm-hmm. which is my relationship with Jesus Christ and being an obedient, loving son of God. And, but in the context of that, you find out things shift a lot. And when he came in and he dropped a truth bomb on, and it's only a truth bomb to those who did not have a plumb line already.
Right.
Because so often we can have an assumption in life that everybody's working from the plumb line. Mm-hmm. But as you start hanging with them, you're thinking like, oh, you're building all kinds of things, but you have no plumb line. Mm-hmm. Your perspective of God is unholy. Your perspective of Jesus is a license to hate him and to commit adultery on him. And your perspective of God is that he's ever changing versus, no, you're ever changing. He never changes. He's ever revealing of who he is. And you start finding out, my goodness, and we're doing people an injustice. The assumption factor in the church has been major. And we just assume, you know, that that people are moving from the same viewpoints. And the question, we went for years teaching and then asking questions.
Right.
Teaching and then asking questions. And we were amazed after teaching the Word of God, when you asked the questions, specific questions about the Word of God that was just taught verbatim.
Just taught.
That people's perspective of that Word was all over the map. And the questions had to bring it home again. Mm-hmm. And we've even had ministers that would come minister amongst us. And we would say, hey, you know, do you want to hang around to see if, you know, how they respond to your questions. They're going like, nah, I don't have, I got to go. So don't you want to know if they get it? It's, you know, like,
did it land?
It's like, people's like, they don't care if they get it.
Right.
They don't care if they get it. They're just like, I just want to do it. I just want to teach. Give me a place to teach. Mm. As a matter of fact, I got some debt. So I need some places. Give me I need to transfer some wealth from a church who actually needs it to survive to my debt that I created. And I'll swing by and, you know, use their sheep. We're not going to go there. Anyway, so... We're going to be talking about this. We're going to talk about some of the things possibly that happened. We get a chance at One Thing, some testimonies. Also about a time that Francis talked about. You know, Paul says the time is coming when people won't put up with sound doctrine. They'll turn away from the faith. Well, we're going to talk about that time has come. And that how we as Christians are not called to blend in. And this is something God spoke to me very specifically about. And I was so convicted when he talked to me about it, because we can start being so politically correct that we're trying to make everybody feel good. And next thing you know, you end up with Reverend Feel Good. We're going to talk about him. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody goes to Reverend Feel Good. I mean, don't you feel so good? Yeah, dude, I never felt so good about all my sin in all my life. And when we're making people feel good in their sin, we're making them feel good with their false God. And this offends the God, true God, who we say we're loyal to and so much more. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
answering your questions on a variety of subjects. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'd like to ask about maybe a change that's taken place in my children's charter school. They went from one principal not allowing any religious expression, I guess, to now I have several members of the Baha'i faith in that speak to virtually the whole school. And I'm just wondering, you know, I thought, you know, that when I go and speak to them, I'd like some maybe guidelines.
Well, you're really asking for an equal access right. The fact that they allowed members of the Baha'i faith to come in for a school assembly is fine. They should allow Christian clergy to come in also as speakers for the school as well. They should. All you're asking for is equal access there, nothing more, but certainly nothing less.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to Himself. And you know, basically, people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, need to go where God is calling you, and that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function, and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me, of course, is Pat and John. Don't forget, we have four programs back-to-back. Catch these additional programs today. But we're going to begin talking about some of the things that we experienced. And first, I do want to say that we want to keep the northeastern United States in our prayers.
Yes.
You know, just speaking to Sophia Estevez up there in New Jersey, and she's deeply concerned. They're talking about temperatures down to five degrees, mm-hmm. Snow on the ground of, you know, wind gusts 30 to 50 miles an hour, snow to 6 to 10 inches. And there's a lot of homeless folks in those areas up there. And we just want to join our faith with the believers there that God would protect those the people that are homeless, mm-hmm. and the elderly, because quite often the elderly don't have the heat that they need. And mm-hmm. so we just want to say right now, Father God, we just ask you, Lord, that you would just touch this new mayor, these new folks up there in the Northeast, and the folks that the Christians hear their hearts, Lord, as we say, Lord, that you would defend the cause of the homeless and the elderly who don't have the right kind of heat and clothing and protection, and put it on everybody's heart to start bringing them into facilities and places. And that in this, there would just be a revival in the hearts of the Northeast, God. We just pray for protection over the power system, the power grid, that it wouldn't go down and all of a sudden all this electrical heat stop.
Yes.
But you would just supernaturally keep it. We just ask you this and stand in faith.
Yes.
With Sophia and Tony and all the believers that are up there in the Northeastern United States. Well, we're not going to get to it today, but probably tomorrow, you know, Pat Robinson with the CBN goes off and spends a year, end of the year with the Lord in his cabin. And that was interesting. I think last year it was frozen. He couldn't go. But the year before that he went, and you think, well, you know, what is that? Well, the thing is that if it bears witness with what God is telling you, because God lets all of his folks know, or mm-hmm. at least those that are listening, and it's been pretty accurate every single time. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow, potentially tomorrow, we're going to be playing to you. You're going to hear those predictions. But some of those predictions are financial crisis in 2014, which we've been talking about. But also, it'll be the greatest. Islam will be on the retreat, which is great.
Yeah,
that's dark. Really great. And then also, that'll be the greatest time the church has seen on the earth, mm-hmm. which is the everyday believer, which is you're just as you got the same Jesus in you that anybody else has. Mm-hmm. And some people have promoted themselves. It's kind of hard to know that, but understand the same Jesus is in you if you're a believer. And these signs are to follow you that believe. But this is going to be the year of great empowerment and belief and faith in the body of Christ, where you, believers, are just going to go out and do what God said do, the Great Commission. And so we've been preparing for it. The thing, if it's what God has shown us, I mean, it is a huge harvest. And understand this, you know, that that the harvest is not born to die. You have to prepare for it. So you want to be rightly related and connected to a functioning, believing, discipling, training, relating, launching move of God, a movement for what's going to be happening in this time. And there's so many of them happening in the face of the earth. But just understand that there's a lot of things that when God begins to move, we saw God, when God began to move in America at the Brownsville Revival, that many people just turned their backs on God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got fearful that, hey, I'm going to lose my, and started listing off whatever that is, my job, my church, you know, my people. And they just shut down on God. And if you're in a place like that, they can stop the move of God. I mean, as a matter of fact, it was specifically said that, you know, my spiritual father, John Kilpatrick, Brother John Kilpatrick, he was God's second or third choice, second choice, because the first minister turned it down.
Mm.
And don't you, can you imagine living in eternity like, yeah, I'm the one that turned down the massive move, largest harvest ever happening on the face of the earth. Wow. What did you do? I just, I don't know, watched television. I don't know. I just, whatever. It's like, oh my goodness. So you got to prepare yourself because you'll be really surprised. It's going to cost you everything, but what you get is just, it's amazing. It's and God will give you a grace. I made more money in my business when I was down under the power of God. I'm telling you, I was just going after God and ministering in the midst of revival and God's pouring himself out. And, was I doing much at the office?
Nothing. Nothing.
I had my own company, my own business at that time. Mm-hmm. And I had two businesses. I mean, I had five, but anyway, two.
Yeah, you had a
but
few.
It was making money because God had prepared me for it, where I was under the power of God. This is what God can do. If you listen to God and prepare yourself, if you follow God, I was getting paid maybe $3,000 to $4,000 a month, you know, estimation that I can remember, because God. Mm-hmm. Because God. Well, I was able to pray for folks and receive from God, and take my family's needs were taken care of. And he just set everything up to make sure that I could be there for it. But I had to follow him. I had to give things up. I gave up a career in law enforcement. I gave up these different things to do exactly what he wanted me to do. And eventually, I even gave up a company. I even gave up a particular company, and I haven't regretted it since. And it's amazing what God will do. So I also want to encourage you: prepare yourself for this move. It's a mighty move of God. Hopefully, get a chance to cover that tomorrow. But first, I want to talk about the one thing.
Yes.
Now, was that a powerful? If you've missed this, every single year, presently there is a One Thing conference that's based. It births out of 365 days of 24-hour prayer. And it climaxes at the end of the year, 4 days dedicated to the one thing, Jesus Christ, and focusing on him and his beauty and his majesty. And then God lays on some of their hearts to say, you know, this is the one that's going to be sharing from their heart. And they just share what God burst and songs that God burst during that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been just powerful, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you know, every year we enjoy it, and it's a great time to kind of reset our focus, you know, and really receive from the Lord. But this year absolutely has been by far the greatest year. Yeah, I had these plans and to do some, you know, other things maybe during this time. And God just clearly made it known to me, you're going to sit here and just soak and receive every bit of this.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely life-changing. And like I think you said it best, you know, all the folks that spoke had really powerful words, but in particular, I mean, Francis Tran really shared such truth that, I mean, just, I'm still,
in the fear
I have
of
arrows
the Lord.
Still in me, you know, I'm still penetrating, the word's still penetrating and just soaking in that truth.
And in the fear of the Lord, he delivered that truth.
Exactly.
And I want to make sure, you know, we're going to be coming to the end of this program, but we have another program, it's back to back, so you can catch us. But make sure you catch the next program, because we're actually going to play some of what Francis Chan said. We're going to talk more about the One Thing Conference. And we're also going to talk about this time has come. Paul talks about to Timothy, a time is coming when men will actually not tolerate sound doctrine. Well, that time has come already, and with so much more. So make sure that you catch us. Don't forget, it's four programs back to back. I want to say hello to our Christian Television Network audience. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for partnering with us. Don't forget, there's a free offer available for you at VFNTV.com. And we have more to come. We're going to have CD offers and DVD offers coming for you as well that you can get from our store, because I know a lot of you guys like to have it on CD. You like to have it on DVD. And that is in the works as we speak. Yes, you're listening to VFN Radio. And we want to thank to all of our partners that are out there and our sponsors that stand with us every single day.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions. We're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you. But you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Welcome to the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome all of our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN radio audience around the world. Joining me for today's program is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
And Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
I am so excited. If you missed our earlier program, you got to catch it because we're going to continue talking about, you know, some things the Lord shared with us, but about the One Thing conference and also some prophetic words that were loosed. And the time has now come because, you know, prophecy is prophecy until it becomes your reality, and it's not prophecy anymore. Mm-hmm. Some people say, I got to prophesy, you know, and they start talking about what's happening today. Like, that's not prophecy. That's prophecy coming to pass.
Right.
And so it's time for us to do what God told us what was going to happen. We have to respond in it. And Paul talks to Timothy about there's a time coming when men won't put up with sound doctrine. They'll turn away to Reverend Feelgood and you know, people that make them feel good, that it's their ears. Mm. And they will gather around themselves. And so we're going to talk about that because that time has now come. And it's pretty interesting what the Lord revealed to me in that. And hopefully we get a chance, too, to talk about in our programs, if not today, and not this program, the next program, because it's four programs back to back. Make sure you catch them. Is about, you know, we're not called to blend in. You know, sometimes we can be so focused on being politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, America's about... America, we've become a place of tolerance for anything and everything except for God. Mm. And intolerance has come towards God, but everything else can be tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
False gods can be tolerated. False prophets can be tolerated. Reverend Feelgoods can be tolerated. You know, whatever can be tolerated. But you just say something as simple as doctrine that you're reading from the Bible. I mean, it's not like something you wrote. I mean, you know, if God said, listen, you can write your own Bible. You can write your own Bible, and whatever you write, that's how it's going to be. And if you follow what you write, then, hey, you know, everything's great. You're going to enter into heaven. Everything's going to be fine. First of all, if there's 7 billion people on the face of the earth, there'd be 7 billion different Bibles. Secondly, we probably wouldn't have wrote some of those things down because it's not easy. It causes us to cry out to God. And I mean, even Jesus himself, although he was a son of God, he cried out to God who could save him from death. Understand that if Jesus had to cry out, then we have to cry out. But the thing about it is, this stuff about being a self-made man and self-reliant, you know, we got to back up a little bit with that. No, we're supposed to be dependent on the fact that our God is the one that takes care of us. And to prove that is we're so dependent that all of a sudden government says, we'll be your God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't yet seen, you know, omg.gov, you know, right? It's there. It's actually, you can see it on the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com. So we're going to depend on something. And it's interesting what's taking place. And I just want to just say it right up front that this is what's being promoted. Depend on anyone and anything other than God. They're having children now who are grown folks depend on their parents till they're like 25 years old. I mean, people who used to only live till 30. I mean, right. You know what I'm saying? Not too long ago, it was like, you're 25, it's half of 50. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? You don't know. And they're turning that situation. And then they're having the children who are growing up in foster homes now, which I thank God for foster parents. But now they just passed a law in some states that says that they can stay with that foster parent now till they're 22.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's like, okay, you know, they bought into 18. They
wow.
stood in there for the whole community to 18 and they poured into that child at 18. Now they got to put 2 more years.
And Lord knows at 18, you're ready for them to go.
They're interviewing this one young man. He says, I was 18. I didn't know nothing. I didn't need to be put on the street. It's like, hey, welcome to You Need God. I mean, that's all of us, you know.
Hello.
And it's like now they're government with healthcare and all these responsibilities. It's like, this is what happened. This is the ultimate thing that Israel did. They wanted a government that would take care of them. They turned away from God's form of government. If you haven't yet heard or seen or listened to America, how we got here and how we stay here, you need to hear that. Because you know what Israel did in to God when they turned away from his form of government, Samuel, and turned to a king, which ended up being Saul, that God chose. He said, hey, he's going to tax you to the hilt. He's going to take your best men. He's going to charge you all kinds of money. You know, he's like, okay, this is today's paradigm. He's going to tax you to the hilt to pay for the health care.
Hmm.
He's going to take all your best people to work for the government. The average pay now for the government official in Washington, D.C., I believe, is around $70,000.
Wow.
And you see, that's why people want to get on. They're unionized, which means they're determining our tax base. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to get the best of everything. And people are saying, we still want a king. We still want government to be God. And so April 15th is when the Four Blood Moons is reported to be starting. April the 15th, right. Coming mm-hmm. up soon. Mm-hmm. You know, about 100 days away, 90-something days away.
Right.
And if you back up a little bit, April 15th last year, well, let me talk about April the 10th. April the 10th, God gave me a vision. And it was so real. I was in this vision, and I was in this huge explosion, this big bomb, this big shot went off, and I was standing on a street, and the first thing I did was look at myself, and I jumped. I mean, this is not a dream. This is like you're in it, so you react to it. And so I'm jumping, you know, thinking, oh my goodness, and it was so loud. I looked at my body to see if I was hit. I looked at the buildings to see if they were hit. And I couldn't see anything hidden. And I didn't, well, what was this? You know, and I'm writing it down, and God's speaking to us at that time, because he said, I wanted you to be where we are right now, located mm-hmm. in the Gulf Coast region for the VFN TV studios and Dream Center and all. Mm-hmm. Because we were going to be in Texas. And 5 days later, tax day, on Patriots Day, right? Patriots
right.
Day. On tax day, April the 15th, we were attacked by terrorists, and men and women and children who just wanted to go out and celebrate Patriots Day and on the Boston Marathon went out to run a race, only to end up at the end of the race. And this, I think about this, this is what Paul said to Galatia. He said, who cut in on you? Mm. You were running a good race. Who bewitched you? You know, America was running a good race. Yeah, we have all our mistakes and all of our troubles, and we can deal with that because God makes the two adversaries one at the cross. We can deal with that. Every nation has its evil in it. But the church is not supposed to be evil. We're supposed to be the light in the midst of that. And those that claim to be the church who did evil, they actually were servants of Satan. They weren't servants of Christ, and they just need to be separated out. They just need to get saved, you know? Mm-hmm. And so 5 days later, on April the 15th last year, just like the God Lord showed me, an explosion took place, and these two young men who have been totally held captive by the adversary, who profess to be, according to reports, Muslims and Islamists, you know, mm-hmm. and dedicated to Muhammad mm. and his teachings, came out there with backpacks and pressure cookers that they built bombs in to be able to kill people and maim them. And to just, and this is what the devil does. It's called terrorist. Establish fear. But understand this, that nothing comes without God not doing it, but he did not protect us from that.
Mm. Right.
And you got to say that this could happen everywhere if we don't, you know, turn back to God. He could just pull his hands back and the protective hedge could be gone. Well, 12 months to the day after that, April 15th, is the beginning of the Four Blood Moons. And guess what? It's tax day. And guess what God told Israel? Okay, if you want government to be God, they can't afford to be God. But mm. listen, they're going to charge you as much as they can trying to be God. Mm-hmm. They're going to take all your money from you. And I heard myself in the radio interviews of our president when he was running for office the first time. I mean, he talked about high tax rates. He talked about, at one point, he said that tax rates may have to be at 100%. You know, and it's like 100%.
Really?
That's slavery.
Yeah.
Okay, you give me the money and I'll take care of you. But you have to understand, when I was talking to someone from Denmark, they didn't mind. You know why? Because the government takes care of all their needs. And he said, I don't mind paying even more taxes if I had a job.
Right.
And it's like, How old are you? you're living off the government. I see it. And it's like, so government becomes God. So I want to encourage you. You know, we're a couple months away, you know, days away from the beginning of the Four Blood Moons, and you got to hear these understanding. What does that mean? And it begins in tears, but it ends up in delivery. But the question is, can we survive the tears? Many people die in these journeys of the Four Blood Moons, and I've seen the tragedy, but I've also seen the revival. I've seen I've seen the church coming alive and people running after God. But that normally happens when people are scared out of their sin. And they wake up and they see God and say, listen, all these Reverend Feelgoods have been lying to me. I got to find out a Reverend Truthgood. You know, who's going to tell me the truth? And so the tax day is coming up 12 months to the day after this explosion, this terrorist attack. I mean, how could such a young man's life be ruined by this? And just believe in the lies of the enemy to go out and kill innocent folks like that. People he went to school with, people that he worked with, people that lived with. But realize that's going to happen. Yeah. That could happen. And we need God to protect us from something like that. There's nothing you can do in regards to protecting yourself from people who just want to be evil and want to do good, want to do evil, other than turning to God, and God will begin to deal with the evilness. We got more talking about the One Thing Conference when we come back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There's nothing like wisdom from those who have gone before us. I mean, think about it. Reverend Billy Graham has reached the world. He's being interviewed by Greta Van Susteren here on Fox News, and she's asking him a very important question. It's something that we talk about all the time about an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. But listen to the wisdom of Reverend Billy Graham as she asks him a very important question. We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love Him and adore Him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States, because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
I mean, think about it. All this wisdom, and the Word of God tells us, imitate those that have gone before us. We can either start again like we have not borrowed the experience and grown from those wisdom that has gone before us, such as Reverend Billy Graham, or we could say, you know what? He's right. I'm going to apply the wisdom that he's learned in his life, and I'm going to begin to abide. In my schedule, in my time, it's going to be specifically how I love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. If you don't have a plan right now how to abide with God, this is what we talk about continually. Go to iabide.org. iabide.org and request your simple plan today that we have available for you so you can begin to walk in this wisdom today. It's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back to VFN Radio and VFN TV. I want you to hear, we just came out of the One Thing Conference. If you need to catch it, you can go to the VFN TV, you can go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and you're going to have access, or even click on links, and you can be able to go to the One Thing Conference. We'll have that available there for you. And you got to watch. You can watch these, fullness of it. But first, I want you to hear this, because it is my heart, it's our heart, and we're just in such harmony in our spirits with Francis Chan and his love for God. He's a brother, and the question is, he's asking here, you know, well, we'll talk about it in the future, but, you know, anything I could do to you is to get you to read your Bible, to read your Bible. And that's what we're always talking about. When you hear us talk about abiding, go to iabide.org to get an abiding plan. That's what we're talking to you about. We're talking to you about how to have a relationship with God and His Word, and you too, you and God, live your life out in victory. As a matter of fact, listen to this.
I would love to just devote my whole time to begging you to read this book. Please, study this book. Study this book over and over and over again. We're about to start a new year. Do you realize it takes less than 10 minutes a day to read through this book in an entire year? Like, if you just take 10 minutes of your day to read this book, you could read the whole thing this year. That's average reading speed, under 10 minutes a day. I'm begging you, study this book. The greatest moments of my life, the greatest times with God, are the times when no one else is around. I mean, these conferences, this is great. You know, gathering with other people, that's just great, and it's important, and God wants that. But I'm just telling you, my greatest times are the times when I'm just with this book in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going, God, show me what this book says. And then once I see what it says, I go out and I do it, and I experience the Word of God. I experience the power of God. I'm begging you, know this book. And I'm telling you, I hate reading. Man, I hate reading. I don't know about you guys, but I can't. It's just one of the last things I'd want to do. I'd rather cuddle with a cat. You know, I hate cats. I'm just saying, I don't like to read. But I love Jesus, and I want to know Him, and I don't believe you can really know Him apart from His Word. So get alone and don't say, oh, you know what, I just pray. I don't really. No, you're lazy. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. We're supposed to be students of this book. Read it over and over and over, and don't stray from the words in this book. Because here's the thing. People are going to lie to you. People are going to lie to you. You need to know when they're lying to you. People are going to lie to you, and not only are they going to lie to you, but sometimes in life, you will actually want people to lie to you. That's what, you see, Paul says in 2 Timothy 4, he says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who's to judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. Listen to this. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Paul says there's going to come a time in the end when people won't want to listen to this book. They're not going to want to listen to sound doctrine, but instead they actually want to be lied to. They're actually going to find a teacher to tell them what their itching ears want to hear. But he tells Timothy, keep preaching this book. Stick to the doctrine. Stick to the Word of God. Because the human nature, man, we're going to want certain things. And I've seen it so many times. It's going to happen in this room. It's going to happen to some of you. Where bad desires lead to bad theology. It's not that you read the Word of God and you just misinterpret it. There's so many times when you just want something, and so you make the Word of God fit what you want. Like maybe you're in a relationship right now with someone you know who is not in love with Jesus. And you want that relationship so badly that you're going, well, what does it mean to be yoked together with an unbeliever anyways? You know, we're not really married. And, you know, and then it's like, oh, man, I just want to be with this person. And then suddenly it becomes like this, well, you know, this, what is marriage anyways? If we love each other, and it starts with this desire, just like in the marriages, when they start to fall apart, you just go, well, you know, I mean, is divorce really that bad? I could probably go in the Christian bookstore and find books that would tell me it's okay. You start wanting these lies. You start wanting these things, and you find a teacher, and then pretty soon it's like, you know what, is there a hell anyways? I mean, who really wants to believe in that anyways? I mean, there's probably, and you start wanting, and it leads you down this path of bad theology. But it wasn't because you just studied the Word and go, I don't think God's a God of wrath. I think he's okay with sexual immorality. I think there's no way. But Paul says, at the end times, what people are going to do, they're going to find the teachers. They'll find people to lie to them. And I'm telling you, people will lie to you.
It's amazing. That was a Francis Chan. And when you think about it, he's talking about 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. And it reads, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, and he talked about bad desires lead to bad theology. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers that'll tell them what their itching ears want to hear. Reverend Feelgood, Minister Comfort. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. When you think about that, when you think about desires, I think about James chapter 1, verse 13, when he starts talking about how desires produce sin in us, it causes us to end up in bad theology. He says, listen, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God does not tempt God is not tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desires. If we follow our own desires, it will produce bad desires, produce bad theology. And that's what he's saying right here. So we're actually led astray or enticed by these evil. So we're going to be enticed to do wrong things, but we have to stay up under truth and stay rightly related to the truth and those who are actually speaking truth into our life. Then he says, if we do that, and on in James, he says, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, I mean, after you build your whole building around Reverend Feelgood, and you have your whole theology established. No, hell's not real, sin's not bad, and God understands. After desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, and that's the difficult thing people to understand, the journey that you're growing on right now, the end of this thing is this. Sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. And that's the end. It makes you think about in Jude, when he talks about it in verse 16, he says, these men are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others or lie to others for their own advantage. Understand that the only reason someone would lie to you is because they're getting something out of it. Maybe you not finding out the truth, or maybe them wanting something from you. And that's what they're talking about right here. But he also says this, and we're going to continue this in our next program. Don't forget, four programs back to back. So make sure you catch us in our next program. But he says, you know, they will gather around them. Notice this, that you know, everybody's dogging out all these false teachers and all that. But if you're under a false teacher, it's because you choose to be under a false teacher. It's not their fault. It's, I can't believe that this grocery store is selling this, you know, whatever stuff. And it's like, stop shopping there.
That's right.
I can't believe that this church that I go to, they're not preaching from the Word of God. Well, first of all, it's probably not the church. Secondly, stop going there. And he says, this is what he says. This is really profound. He says that these people who follow their own desires, this is what Paul's telling Timothy. He says, the time is coming, and I'm telling you, this time has now come. The prophecy has been fulfilled today. He says, they gather around them many Reverend Feelgoods. They gather around them many teachers. In other words, they're the ones, first of all, come on, you're a hireling. They told you what to say. Every time you venture out and God convicts you and you begin to speak the truth, they threaten you. Then your wife tells you, honey, we need this job. Don't you understand? If they fire you, where would our insurance come from? And all these different things like,
yeah,
honey, this is not a job. This is a call. God has called me. And then finally, you bow back down and you do what Sister Jones told you to do. We hired you to do this, and you maintain, you stay within the pattern that we hired you. If we hired you, we'll fire you and we'll bring somebody else again. Run for your life. Run for your life, minister. And you're going to be Reverend feel bad while you're making them feel good. And God's going to deal with you for giving them these false teachings. Secondly, realize that they're gathering them around them. So if you're complaining about people teaching you things that are not truth, but you're showing up there and you gather those folks around you, you can say all you want to. You can look up all the things you want to. But you hired that man. It is so, I mean, you're criticizing somebody that you hired. You looked at his or her resume. Here you are trying to dog them out right now because they're not doing what you perceived in your own personal job qualifications that they should be doing. It's like, you should have been hiring a man of God anyway. You can't hire a man of God. He or she may say, listen, God has called me here. I will tell you the truth here. And if you reject the truth, you reject me, and I'll move on. And we have so much more to talk about. Don't forget, we're four programs back to back. We're going to continue this conversation our next program. The time has now come. Francis Chan nailed it. This is a plumb line for us. We have to understand that these days have come, but yet we individually are in control of that. Who are we going to gather around us? Truth bearers or Reverend Feel Good?
Give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for the Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.